Decision day on a special master. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida expected to rule on the motion from former President Trump to appoint an independent third party to oversee the government's review of the documents seized in the raid on his home 3 weeks ago. The Justice Department arguing the review has already been completed by their own in-house taint team, which has found documents that were covered by attorney-client privilege and says they'll exclude from the investigation. The Trump legal team suggesting the Justice Department cannot be trusted to police itself. Assistant FBI Special Agent in charge of the Washington Field Office, Timothy Thibault, has abruptly resigned from the Bureau over the weekend. Senator Chuck Grassley had said whistleblowers have told him that Thibault imposed his political beliefs on high-profile investigations. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says several FBI employees have come forward as whistleblowers claiming the Bureau is tainted with political bias.
That's why Thibault left today. He left today because he was the guy who pressured to bury the Hunter Biden story, the whistleblower told Senator Grassley, and a different whistleblower told us he was the same guy who's pressuring agents to catalog all cases as domestic violent extremism cases when they're not.
Congressman Jordan also opening a congressional inquiry into Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz over the seizure of a congressman's cell phone containing privileged information the day after the Trump raid. Much of Mississippi's state capital is without running water, and what does come out of the tap, they warn, isn't safe to drink. This following a failure of the city's water treatment plant.
It means the city cannot produce enough water to fight fires, to reliably flush toilets, and to meet other critical needs.
Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves says the National Guard will assist in emergency water distribution efforts, which will begin in the morning. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
In Oakland, California, a school shooting Monday in which both the victim and the alleged shooter were sixth graders.
Oakland police say a 13-year-old who was shot at Madison Park Academy is recovering from his injuries in a hospital. The 12-year-old suspect and the firearm taken into custody.
It's going to take all of our efforts to reduce gun violence in Oakland. Some people are arguing that it's a resource issue or that it is a police department issue. This is a people issue.
Police Chief Laron Armstrong. Officers say the investigation is ongoing and they do not know the motive. Madison Park Academy is a public 6 through 12 grade school. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police in Bend, Oregon say a 66-year-old man at a Safeway supermarket may have saved lives when he attacked a shooter in the store on Sunday. Employee and Army veteran Donald Surrett Jr. was shot and killed while trying to disarm the man, who then took his own life. The nation's biggest retailer firing back on the government's claims it helped scammers steal money from people.
Walmart is asking a court to dismiss a lawsuit brought by the Federal Trade Commission accusing the retail giant of allowing scam artists to use its money transfer services. Court documents filed Monday reveal Walmart accused the FTC of overreach. In the lawsuit, the government says scammers were able to steal hundreds of millions of dollars from customers because the retailer failed to properly secure its money transfer services, didn't properly train employees, and failed to alert customers about potential scams. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
In Ukraine, explosions have been reported following the shelling near the spent fuel storage area of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which has been held by the Russians since the early days of the invasion. This amid growing fears of a potential nuclear catastrophe at Europe's largest nuclear power facility. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.